Hi, everyone. Today, I wanted to talk about this subject that you can see on the screen. And yes, as you guessed it, it's a clickbait title, so sorry about that. But let me first talk to you about the origin story. So a few weeks, few months ago, I had a chat with former coworkers, and we had to use Jitsi to talk. I don't know if any of you know Jitsi. Yeah, right. So it's a WebRTC chat, and there's been an update a few weeks ago. I don't know the exact time frame because I'm not a Jitsi contributor, but basically you had to log on to create a room. And then I thought, yeah, but how do I know that the people that create the room are actually the people they pretend to be, since, you know, right now there's a lot of AI going on, and, you know, you cannot trust people on the internet. And as you know, just our neighbor in the next room, so the RTC room, are talking about Skynet and AI and all of this shit. So, I mean, we have the right to be afraid, right? So so I thought, okay, how easy would it be to create my own chat platform, you know? So I would want to have something that has audio as well as video. And I don't want to have like huge server requirements because I don't want to spend money on it. I also don't want to store, let's say, username and password because, I mean, it's 2024. Who uses password? Am I right? But we still want to have a way to, you know, identify the people. So what can we do? Just a quick recap. I know the RTC room is next, so if you're not familiar with it, just go make a tour. So I won't explain the whole principle of real-time communication, but just so you know, I take Dwayne Johnson as a reference. So this will be our signaling server. So what he does, he brings people together. So you have like all these people that are joined to Dwayne Johnson. So you can, well, it's a central server. And what he does, and then he stands back, and then the people just are connected together. So, you know, the first one is connected to the three others, the other one to the others, and like so. And you know you can trust Dwayne Johnson. Well, I mean the signal server, because he has a TLS certificate, so it's nice, but can you trust the peers? I mean, you don't know who they are. How does a peer work? It's actually a bunch of information about the people. Actually, you would generate an object called an RTC peer connection object, which will contain information about your connection that you will stream to the other peers. So, yeah, can we trust the peers? And I thought, yeah, let's use a technique that is as old as computer science. Let's just use cryptographic keys, because that's, I mean, it's easy. For that, I decided to use the subtle crypto API, which is available both on Node.js and in the web. So it's really great. And why did I choose keys? Because digital signatures are everywhere and pretty much foolproof. Right now, we have a lot of ways to interact with keys. So I don't know if you guys know about Fido WebAuthn. So basically, like you have like those YubiKeys, which are external devices that you can store keys on. You also have like on your smartphone, you can just choose to use your fingerprint, or maybe on iPhones you can use your face recognition. I don't know, but yeah, basically you can use different stuff. You have like the cryptocurrency wallets that are basically a set of key, so that's nice. Or if you don't have an ECDSA key pair right now, you can just use an good old SSH key gen. I mean, it's for those of you who are unfamiliar with cryptography, where have you been? But let's just say that you have basically two keys. So you have your private key, you have your public key. You should never share your private key with anyone, even with your mother on her deathbed. It's for you. It's yours. You don't share it. And there is your public key that you will share with everybody. And so basically, what we're